Hello.
Hey, Coach, you guys got off to a strong start, and obviously it's been a struggle since. Bears also did the same thing. Is there anything you can figure out for how that changes so quickly?
No, I wish you could say. I wish you could. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we've had our share of injuries and have had to play different players, and I think that's contributed to where we are. Certainly, continuity is a big part of it for us, but it's tough. The league is hard. You play good teams, and there's margin of error is small.
Ken, as a head coach in the playoffs, or when the playoffs are probably not in sight, how do you keep a team playing hard the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on the type of players that you have. If you got the right players, they're professionals. They work hard. They want to win. And I think that we've got enough young players that are trying to find their way and show that they can play. That's part of it. It's not easy from the standpoint of everything's geared to making the playoffs, winning your division, and then when that hope is not there, then you've got to rely on the way you prepare and the way you've the consistency that you've established. So, it was good to see our team play the way they did last week after the loss the week before against Seattle, and it speaks a lot about the type of guys that we have.
What can you take from that Detroit win to try and put it into the game against the Bears?
Well, I think obviously we're going to have to play well like we did last week against Detroit. We can't turn the ball over offensively, which Chicago's done a very good job of forcing turnovers and scoring touchdowns off of those. And we've got to try to contain their offense. So, we've got a tough challenge, especially when you add in the special teams element with Hester and what he can do and how hard they play. So, it's a tough challenge. They're a good football team.
I know you weren't there in 2006 with that crazy game. Did you happen to see that game? Just when you were, where were you at that point in 2000?
I was in Pittsburgh. I was in
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
I mean, did you recall that game, just how quickly it turned?
It was a Monday night game, wasn't it?
Right, exactly.
I may have seen part of it. I'm sure, we were in preparations for our next opponent. That's a long time ago, it seems. But I certainly heard enough about it when I got here, that's for sure.
And what were you hearing about it, Coach?
Just the way that game went. I think that Chicago was a very good football team, and Cardinals had gotten up, and then the way the game went was disappointing for this organization and team. So, it was something that they talked about. And obviously with Coach Green and what happened afterwards, that was something that still you see on commercials every once in a while.
You've got one of the top receivers in the league. What does Larry bring to the table, makes him such a special player?
Leadership, work ethic, how he works in practice. I think he's a great role model for young guys, especially ones that are trying to learn how to be a good pro. The way Larry never misses practice. He's always working hard, looking to try to get better. He's always wanting to help his teammates. When you're a great football player and you have those traits, it helps, especially in the development of younger players.
How did you intercept Matt Ryan 5 times?
Well, our guys did a nice job. We got did a good job of trying to create pressure, and our guys made some plays. And of course, whenever that happens, you get some breaks. There was a tip ball or two, and we just were in the right place at the right time, it seemed.
You have 14 interceptions in the second half of the season. Have you changed any up, or is it just been you've had opportunities, or what's happened there?
I think you don't go into a game saying we're going to get a bunch of interceptions. You go in and try to play the scheme of your defense and hopefully get an opportunity to make plays on balls, and that's what we've done. Our guys have done a good job of making the plays on balls. Sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. We've just gotten a few of them in the back half of the season, and that's been good. We haven't had a lot of really positive things, especially over that stretch of games, and the fact that we've been able to do some of those type of things has been something that we've been excited about.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. All right.